Simon & Schuster Audio presents Girl in Snow, a novel by Danya Kukavka. Read by Kirby Hayborn, Jacques Roy, and Candace Thaxton.
Day 1. Wednesday, February 16th, 2005.
Cameron. When they told him Lucinda Hayes was dead, Cameron thought of her shoulder blades and how they framed her naked spine like a pair of static lungs. They called an assembly. The teachers buzzed against the far wall of the gymnasium, checking their watches and craning their necks. Cameron sat next to Ronnie in the top corner of the bleachers. He bit his fingernails and watched everyone spin about. His left pinky finger, already cracked and dry, began to bleed around the cuticle.
"What do you think this is for?" Ronnie said.
Ronnie never brushed his teeth in the morning. There were zits around the corners of his mouth, and they were white and full at the edges. Cameron leaned away. Principal Barnes stood at the podium on the half-court line, adjusting his jacket. The ninth-grade class snapped their gum and laughed in little groups, hiking up their backpacks and squeaking colorful shoes across the gymnasium floor.
"Can everyone hear me?"
Principal Barnes said. Hands on each side of the podium, he brushed a line of sweat from his forehead with his sleeve, squeezed his eyes shut.
"Jefferson High School is in the midst of a tragedy," Principal Barnes said. "Last night, we were forced to say goodbye to one of our most gifted students. It is with regret that I inform you of the passing of your classmate, Miss Lucinda Hayes."
The microphone shrieked, crackled. In the days following, Cameron would remember this as the moment he lost her. The hum of the overhead fluorescent lights created a rhythm in time with the whispers that blossomed from every direction. If this moment were a song, Cameron thought, it would be a quiet song. The sort of song that drowned you in your own miserable...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?